Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet, Saturday, the 26th of November. Sun is in Sagittarius, ruled by Jupiter. Planets are saying,
try anyway.
And those planets.
More assorted lunars.
And?
If despite any planetary temptation, you can keep the emphasis on the parts that could work out brilliantly, presuming a modicum of common sense, good manners, and civilized conduct is employed, rather than cataloging loudly the potential things that could misfire or not come down in the manner in which you had planned to become accustomed, you should be able to capably finesse any momentary lapses in confidence or assurance. Plus, even if your feelings are wavering and this indecision is giving you a touch of mal de mer, assuming you're the type of person that prefers doing something once correctly, curb your desire to override your instincts to just get it over with. Your reluctance is coming from somewhere, and it might be wise to investigate further. Lastly, although you may have very good compelling reasons, such as past experience, history, signed contracts, to believe your analysis or methods are superior to anything currently being recommended, keep in mind that at this juncture, everyone else has equally good compelling reasons to believe that their analysis or methods are superior to anything currently being recommended.
Oh, what fun. Signs affected by these assorted lunars.
Sagittarius, Aquarius, Taurus, Cancer.
And if one's birthday, 26th of November?
These planets are squealing or benevolently dictating that you, cue love boat theme, set a course for adventure, put your mind on a new romance, and otherwise take a crack at it, whatever it may be. Apologies for the annoying song, and if this entails fundamental shifts or changes in the program, well, what could be better, and who could be more qualified to affect them?
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.